So, we're back like we never left. This is another episode of Life Happen Podcast. And before I go on into this episode, I would like to acknowledge a special group of people, my team and myself. Myself and my team. I beg anyone, we're one in the Lord. So yeah, we're out to acknowledge the Jollof Media Radio. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to win the Podcaster of the Month for Life Happen Podcast. Thank you for the platform you've given to me. Thank you for the, you know, everything at all. Thank you because I know that this engagement, this collaboration is going to take us to better height and level in Jesus' name. And guys, please, Jollof Radio is on for any of your podcast show. If you want to advertise your stuff, if you want to talk about content creation, they're up for grabs. They're up and ready to work with you, and you're not going to regret. So yes, you know, we've started an episode of the Gen Z people, and I was not able to round up that episode well because there was supposed to be a part two, which we are going to do right away. And I have my guest with me. Yeah, Shalom, the one that outrightly said, told us all his names. Shalom Victor, what did he even call that day? By your day.
One and only.
I have Mercy, I have Ikena, and I have myself, your honorable, awesome, amazing host, and you know, everything good, everything. No, I don't have any calls here today. So we're going to move on straight to the topic of the day, and we're going to move on to business, like right away business. So yeah, there's only for them to introduce themselves, but they just call their names so that you would know who is here and who is not here. And again, miracle still did not make it again. And I'll try, see, I'm calling her out this time around again. Miracle!
No, the
Tara
Jesus.
At all.
Hi guys, my name is Mercy. That's all now.
Okay, she said that's all. So, Shalom.
It's Jesus Boy, one and only. Shalom, Bayo De Victor. Shout out my Yoruba name. No, that's a secret. What else?
Hi everyone. It's IK, also known as Ikena. So, yeah, I'm here.
There was something that happened after the last episode. It was Shalom that sent me a review. I said I was going to. I'm not going to mention the person. I obviously don't even know the person. But the person came all out and said, why am I not talking about Gen Z's having sex before marriage? Gen Z's doing some sort of things. Gen Z that, Gen Z this, Gen Z that, Gen Z that. And I'm like, no, if he was calm enough to listen to the end of the episode, of that episode, you would have known that there was more to the whole of this topic. And for correction or for future reasons or purposes, on this episode or on this podcast, we do not just outrightly come here and talk about things that we're not supposed to talk about. Like, why am I coming here to judge people or want to be like, okay, I'm the best of the best or I'm perfect? So it's fine to say that you want to hear me talk about Gen Z's getting married or having sex, being a baby mama, whatever it is, but please, let's understand that there is always a plan, there's always something that we're working on, and this basis is for us to just, we're still preaching Jesus at the long of it, or we're still talking about the fact that we still need to be good people, not just us talking here to come and say sex, 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 because we want it to trend or because we want people to talk about our podcast. No, there is God in this business, and he's the one that is going to take us far, not by the topic or not by the gene or team that we bring to the episode. So for whoever that person is, I'm sorry to disappoint you again that you might not hear what you want to hear from this episode. Thank you. So on to this section, I'm going to just randomly ask you questions and you answer. What's one piece of advice that has helped you, or who is that person that has inspired you to be a better person? First, one, like a piece of advice that has kept you going, that you have received, that has kept you going, and who or what inspires you to be a better person? Who wants to go first? I don't know why Shalom is looking at me like he wants to break my head, but it's fine.
Ladies first, as always.
You now.
No, I'm not doing ladies first here.
Yeah, exactly. No ladies taken.
Shalom! It looks like you have an answer.
I'm mad, bro.
So, what's that thing or text or something that inspires you, or what one piece of advice that has kept you going, and one thing that, or a person that has made you feel that, oh, Yes, I can definitely be a better person.
Let me start with the person who inspires me, Shebina. That's my mother and like my family.
Okay,
better
to be a better person.
Yes.
Please.
My voice is loud.
Okay.
Calm down.
So what are the piece of advice you have received that helped you grow?
Spiritually or physically?
In every area.
This is for my mother. Not my mother, but like someone I call my mother. She said, it is not the color that determines the priest. It is the attitude.
Can you talk to that?
It is not the color that determines the priest. It is the attitude of the priest.
I think you have to like explain.
Okay, what he's trying to say is that the priest is not what he's doing that actually makes him a priest. It is his attitude towards that thing that makes him a priest.
Okay. So Mercy, what's one piece of advice that has kept you going, have helped you to grow, and what's that one thing or person that has inspired you to be a better person?
Pardon my voice, please. One piece of advice, I would say, from Pastor Kingsley, because like that's my mentor. So he said, "Where you invest is where you harvest." Mm. So that's
like
quote.
Go and invest in shaku-shaku. You harvest in shaku-shaku.
Exactly. So that quote is very, very deep, because it's not even just applicable to like your spiritual life.
Everywhere.
It's applicable to everything. Where you invest is where you actually harvest. If you don't put in work in a particular thing and you're expecting results, it doesn't work that way. Exactly. So, and then people that inspire, it's not just one person, no. Plenty of people inspire me. My parents, Pastor Kingsley, Pastor Mildred, Pastor Iyadibe, obviously.
Call my name.
Coco.
Hey!
Then,
she's not sure.
He's lucky. Then, who else? There are so many of them. Pastor, like, name. All my spiritual mentors in, like, different ways.
No, ma'am.
Okay, now, Ike. So, what's the piece of advice you have received that has helped you grow? And who or what? Who
wants
to be a better person?
one person that has piece of advice is I've received two advices, and it's from my parents. One is once you have God, you can do anything, and secondly is not to undermine your potential. Then someone who inspires me to be better is always going to be my father. And one of my friends, I will not mention his name because he knows himself. Is it? Yeah, it can't be you. But he knows himself. I'm not going to say it because he's going to think it's going to be weird and cliche, corny.
How is he going to know?
Seton,
Isaac.
I'll leave it. Yes, Isaac, Navide. So,
that's
yeah, all. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, for the host. Let's move on. So now I want to ask another question. What's your favorite source of entertainment as Gen Z's? See, nobody should tell me that I'm not Gen Z with this
no,
one.
No, for sure I have.
Please,
excuse me, I'm still the host.
Okay.
And yes, all of you that said that Ike is lying, that he's not Gen Z. Yes, you people were right, and you're always right, and you're still right.
He's not by force now.
Ike is Gen Z because his age bracket says he's Gen Z, and he has to accept that he's Gen Z.
Okay.
So, moving on.
I already said.
What's your favorite source of entertainment and why? Messi is going to start.
Yeah, sure.
Your favorite source of entertainment and why?
Favorite, I would say YouTube.
Why?
I don't know, because
it's accessible for everything you want.
Yes, and I mostly watch like sermons and stuff. So.
Hey. Are you high? What
are you
me?
Me?
No,
but actually, not like just sermons, like just different. You know, spiritual things, and I mostly get it from YouTube. Netflix, I haven't really been there, like, to be honest, not really. Then social media, like Instagram, them, I've not been there like for a while, just Snapchat. So I would say YouTube is like
she's
my favorite.
She's a goddess. No, she's not a goddess.
Daughter of Zion.
She's daughter of Zion using Snapchat. She, if you know, her, follow her. No,
So yes, I think YouTube is like my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Ike, your source of entertainment and why?
Well, source of entertainment.
Favorite, sorry.
Favorite source of entertainment.
Yes.
Definitely YouTube.
Why? Why is everybody doing YouTube?
Most definitely YouTube, because the specific content I watch, I either watch car content, or gadgets, or what's the word I'm looking for? You know those things where they teach you mental stuff and all
alpha
that stuff.
Male. Alpha.
No! Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not alpha male. Whatever. It's not. It's just mindset things.
Alpha male out there. Just talk to someone that's...
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's not start here.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, that's what I watch basically. Mostly car content though.
Car content. He wants to buy a car someday.
Yes, no.
Mine is Spotify.
Why? Source of entertainment.
Yeah, Spotify.
Spotify, why?
Because messages are there and I listen to a lot of podcasts. So
okay. Now let me ask. Do you think your generation has a unique communication style? Like this generation, like do you have a unique way of communicating? If so, how would you describe it? If no, tell us. Like a unique way of communicating.
Are you saying to us general?
Gen Z generation.
Oh yes.
Do you have a unique way of do they have a unique way of communicating? Me, I used to see some of them, they come off as rude and lousy. I'm sorry, but I said that's why I said some. There's a way they put things, you'd be like, ah, guy, you have said this better than the way you just said it. So do you think there's a unique way of communication? Or it's just the normal, they just spice it up?
They have their way of talking, to be honest. Because remember they have their way of talking.
We have
our way of talking.
Better.
Okay. Most of us have our way of talking. Minus me. But okay, I've accepted. We have our way of talking. Because the problem, like we said last time, is like they don't know the line between being respectable and communicating what's up with you and saying it in a more precise, mature way. Yeah, that's it. They don't know how to be respectable about it. So.
Okay. Shalom, do you think there's a unique way of communication in this Gen Z generation?
I think it depends on the person and how the person was trained. There are people that in this generation, like this Gen Z, are people that they can actually speak to you in a nice manner.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people in the choir. And there are some people that are in the choir that cannot speak to you. You know now. Like not even in the choir, in the church.
In the church, yeah.
So just depends on the person's training.
Mm-hmm. Messi, do you think they have a unique communication style or just I think Messi said something. I was listening to this last episode, the one we had together. I was listening, Messi said something that she said, I think she was saying something about, I can't remember the exact
them being outspoken.
Yes, them being outspoken, but their outspokenness is now looking more like it's very
yes
unique.
Well, I don't know if I should call it unique form of communication, but I feel like part of the reason why it's different from the older generation is because of our level of exposure is way higher than the older generation. So I feel like that exposure, it plays like a major role in the way we communicate. Like an older person now, say if they're talking to an elderly person, they cannot look at them in the face.
Yeah,
that
you
kind
have
of
to
thing.
Bend your head.
But now, because of the way everybody is just, you know, free, so you look at an adult. In fact, some people even go as far as being rude, talking back, and all of that. So I feel like the exposure, yes, is good, but it has already gone out of, like, all the control. So it just depends on who you are as a person that you know how to control what you're taking.
To look at them.
Yes, some parents now, like down. Parents now.
For example, when I'm talking to, I say for example, if I'm talking to my mother, and I'm like, look at me,
yeah.
Talk to me, look at me. That doesn't mean if I'm talking to someone other than me, I look at them like this, eyeball to eyeball, no. So I think it's just training.
So let's move on. This one, if you lie, God is watching me. Tell us your deal breaker or breakers in relationship. You guys, this is a long face. Like your deal breaker or breakers in your relationship. I'm starting with Shalom this time.
Please don't start with me this time. I spoke about my relationship last time.
Yeah, it's true. I remember I was listening. Shalom saying, I said and I was crying. And my mother was asking me, what's happening? Why are you crying? You know what I'm saying? Do you want me to tell my mother that I'm crying because of Ike? I started laughing.
Don't worry, it's all over now.
Jay-Z, what's your deal breaker relationship? Oh.
Why? Why am I starting first?
We are seeing it now.
Okay.
You have something to say, man.
Of course I do. Of course.
So what are your deal breakers? Or breaker? One or two? Anyone?
I don't think not being a Christian is a deal breaker. I won't call it a deal breaker because I won't consider somebody that's not a Christian in that light. So I won't call it like a deal breaker. It could be a deal breaker, but yes, not being a Christian, it definitely cancels everything. And then, deal breaker, oh my God. If you're a Christian, when I say Christian, I mean like you are under God, that kind of thing. So if you are under God and you have mentors and you have like people that you are accountable to, it kind of like curbs most of all those cheating, he's shouting on me, he's beating me.
Being a Christian and being a child of God,
a genuine child of God, yes, yes. But
not flushing the toilet, you call.
Yeah?
No, all those ones. Not flushing it. I don't know about that one. That one is.
You can say to it that way.
That's not a deal breaker, okay?
Somebody said, she used to press. You know that nonsense of pressing.
Toothpaste. How would that be a deal breaker? That's nonsense. Like, why is that a deal breaker?
But Jesus said it's part now.
That's rubbish. If the person waits, hello, sit down. Okay, let me talk now.
Okay.
When you talk about deal breakers in a relationship, I feel like you are looking at the important things, like things that can affect the relationship as far as a marriage. Flushing toilet, are you joking? What's wrong with your hand? Go and flush the toilet. Toilet, how many times do a person use toilet? Compared to somebody that is not patient, or compared to somebody that does not take to corrections, or compared to somebody that does not listen to you, or compared to are you playing? That is not a deal breaker, please. It really isn't. It's too minute for you to take as a deal breaker.
And Jesse says that people that will eat are not.
That's what you call compromise. You compromise. If the person, how do I put it now? If the person possesses like those major things, like faithfulness, loyalty, patience, vision, like all this.
Possesses the fruit of the spirit.
The major things that keeps a marriage. Washington, hello. Go and buy automatic flushing. There's always a solution. It's like saying snoring. Although it might be a deal breaker to Michelle, but like in the real sense of it, if you snore and let's say you have all the other things, my dear, go and buy a machine you put for your nose. For real, you put machine on your nose because after the night, during the day, are you snoring as you're talking? No, now. So all those kind of things, please. It's not really a big deal. You have to focus on the. No, if you focus on the important things, and then you're not seeing all these ones.
He's having those important things. You can actually correct him. I believe you can correct him.
This one can be corrected.
It can be corrected.
So you don't have any deal breaker.
Me, I have. But I can't start talking about it.
But. Why now? Just tell us.
Just say one or two.
One or two.
She what, said yeah. Parts.
Because most people said, the love with Shalom and Messi, they were so real, they were so. Especially Shalom was so outspoken, so.
Yeah,
it's
so
wait, them.
Make
them
proud, make them proud.
No, there are some things that I cannot share.
Oh.
Yes. No, wait, when you say deal breaker,
yes, now.
It can be something general, it doesn't have to
like
be
you said, personal. The person must be highly spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
That one is like, you know, the top, this thing.
No
attitude
brain.
Wise. You see that not flushing toilet? If you're not flushing toilet, you're dirty. You're dirty. So it is part.
Oh wait, even as a guy.
As a woman, sorry, you're not flushing toilet.
As a guy, that you're wearing your boxers twice than wearing one boxer 2 times in a week. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Just telling me that I should wear my pants Monday and play the game Tuesday. Exactly! If you are doing that, you're a pig. Like, you are obu. Like,
is it now?
No, no, seriously. Because when you're wearing that boxers again, you sweat. Like,
come and meet Babo students.
So, that one is.
That's just it. I can't go beyond that. You want me to say more?
No.
So, flushing toilets is a deal breaker.
More is a deal breaker. Because if you cannot flush toilets, how will you be able to clean the house?
Wait. What do you mean by flushing toilet? Do you mean that, she will pee or something? Pee and she will purposely. Or maybe once it happens in a while. She does it on purpose.
No, which purpose, kind of. Like, it's just normal.
I don't think that makes any sense,
it does, though.
Somebody does that. Somebody will not flush toilet.
Ah.
You
have
to tell me that, don't you?
Missing
a
rich kid now.
But I mean, if it's just flushing toilet, what if she can cook? What if she's clean and all of that? And she just forgets to flush the toilet.
How will you forget every time, Messi?
You can't say it's a deal breaker because there are other much higher things like you said, spirituality.
Wait, so if she has everything and she doesn't flush toilet,
there's no way you have everything and you don't flush toilet. There's no way you have everything. You're a very clean person. You're spiritual.
That means you just put it that a dirty person is a deal breaker instead of saying flush toilet.
No, you said that toilet thing. And
because for that toilet thing, the person might even be like, the person doesn't even care about cleaning the toilet too either.
Wait, here's the one that's not going to work. I mean, the person is dead. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, the way you emphasize it. What did they do to you? You emphasize it.
No. I don't date dirty people.
Are you sure?
I don't.
Cute.
I don't.
Anyway.
So, do you have deal breakers?
Just two, actually.
This toilet thing.
Leave the toilet thing now.
Do you know what I'm emphasizing on this toilet thing? Because of the kind of people I've stayed with in this school. I'm not.
You have stayed with girls.
No, like guys now.
Oh, guys. So you are not saying that for guys too.
Bro. No, man. No.
Bro. Bro.
Well,
move on.
Me is just two things.
Okay, I'm with you.
Lack of communication.
Okay.
Effective communication.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Lack of communication and effective communication.
I said lack of effective communication. Yes, and being unhygienic. Okay. So it covers the toilet thing. Yes, exactly.
Okay, moving on. What does loyalty mean to you in a relationship or friendship? As a Gen Z, let's just say Gen Z lifestyle. Because some people don't understand what loyalty means. They feel that loyalty is going to Boots and buying me 2 plates of food. And when I don't have money, you have to be there for me.
You have to steal for me.
Or when we're in exam hall, I'm calling you, you have to cheat on my behalf to break your principles. So they feel those kind of things are loyalty. Or when you're going to class and you're sleeping in your hall, I must call you, the lecturer is there.
Let's go.
Oh, you're not there. I should not be the one to call you as per your mother that bought you school, your school fees and brought you to school. hello, lecturer is here, come to school. So that's what they feel loyalty is. So what do you think loyalty means to you in a relationship or friendship?
Friendship, like I said in the other episode, I said sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm saying sacrifice, I'm not saying stupid sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice that's worth it. Should I break it down? Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, if Ike is going through stuff, loyalty is me being able to come through for him. But if Ike wants to do something bad, like something extremely bad, and he needs my help badly, and I know this thing he's doing is a very bad stuff, loyalty is me correcting him. So that's my answer.
So, Max, what does loyalty mean in a relationship? In a relationship,
Relationship. I personally think relationship, they know that one.
Loyalty.
Yeah, what does loyalty mean to you in a relationship or friendship?
What kind of relationship?
It can be any kind of relationship. It might be with your lover, it might be with your mother, it might be with your sister. For me now, I'm very loyal to my sister Zoe. And to the extreme, there was something that happened like some years ago. That's when I knew that my sisters can stand for me anywhere. When those people were insulting me and saying, no, I think I said it in my podcast when I talked about my story. When they were saying those things to me, my younger sister, my last one, she stood up and said, why? Like, she's not the only person involved in this thing. Why are you people making it seem like she's the only person? But when we got home, she finished me over right there and there.
She made me feel like, I have you.
You got me. Something happened recently between me and somebody. My sister said, deader. Like, I should dead the person. Like, I should ignore the person. Yeah. Now, when the time is right, the person will come around or come over. And so sometimes when I feel like, I'm not getting this thing right, or I need somebody to make me understand that, they see this for me, they're loyal to me. I want my sisters, I want my G's, like Ebru, like Amarachi, like this Ololila Shalom, like Gloria.
Mine is not big.
So, like, Nifemi, like Fab, Beke, all those people, like, they stand up for you. There was something that even happened recently. I'm not going to try to say the story.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to say
that issue. There were people that stood up and be like, no, even if I became DD. Yes, shout out to all white Joshua. That guy is a loyal person.
Loyal friend.
That guy is loyal, like, in every extent. Like, I knew they were saying some things behind me at my back. And he came to me and told me that, see, everybody's not perfect. And whatever they are saying, that it seems like it's your flaws or your bad side, I'm still going to make sure that you still have your own good parts. Because nobody is perfect. So if you have a loyal person around you, you will feel very comfortable around them. But if they are not, my dear, they will surely shake it.
Surely correct you.
Yes, that's the thing. They will surely correct you.
And they defend your
own. Yes, they will surely correct you. They will surely correct you.
You guys have said it already. So
I've said it already.
Loyal. Mom, I don't know. Because for real, this loyalty thing, it's very, it's very, like, tricky.
You have to be very careful too. Because yes.
Some people will go
all out,
yes, all in the name of you are being loyal. I don't know.
They expect something in return.
What do you mean by they'll go all out, all the name of being
loyal? As for, like, I don't know. Okay, let me put it like this. Loyalty and, is it people please? I don't want to call it people pleasing, but like when you're trying to be too loyal, that's why the whole correcting thing. I'm glad you said that, because some people, they think that being loyal is supporting the person even when the person is wrong. Some people think that if my friend is doing rubbish and people are like what she's doing is wrong. Yes, you can defend the person
that's
outside. Me, sometimes it depends on the situation. I might actually clear you outside. I might.
No, Messi.
I might clear you outside. No, that's what I said. It depends on the situation. There's some situations where everybody already throwing stone. You should not come and now throw stone. Yeah. But as I said, depends on the situation. But if you are not able to tell that person that, guy, what you did, not make sense. But you are trying to, no. Or if the person, obviously people that are wrong, they have something to say to defend themselves. So when they are defending themselves, they say, yes, and for me, are loyal. So to that person, because some people that are, English, what's the English? Like, let's say I did something wrong now to somebody, and you are my friend, and I'm saying, I did not do anything, blah, 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 and you correct me. Do you know that some people can say that you are not loyal to them?
Because
yes, that kind of thing. So that in that aspect, loyalty can be very questionable. So that's why I said I agree with what you said. If you can correct the person, but you still stand up for the person when you need to, they are like emotional downtime, financial downtime. Like,
be careful of not being people pleaser because you want to be loyal. I think it happened to me one time that I was not putting myself. I was putting people
before
me. Like, I'm like, these people will feel bad if I say this thing. This person will not
exactly.
So at some point, somebody now came to tell me, I'm like, see, I became. just do you and don't overwork yourself, because everybody cannot like you. And like a mother used to keep me going. Daddy will tell me that if everybody likes you,
you have a problem.
It's a big issue.
You have a big problem. If everybody in your class likes you, then there's a problem.
Yes.
If 50% of your class members like you, you are fine. But if 30% does not like you, there's no problem. You are fine. But if 100% likes you,
you are in a big issue.
Problem.
Well, let me know, if 100% don't like you,
there's a bigger problem.
Bigger problem.
So that's,
why? There has to be a balance.
There has to be a balance in everything that we're doing. So that's why I now have to like calm myself and say, fine, I cannot be fighting for the fact that everybody should be on my level and all of those things. So yeah. You said it all.
I think, yeah.
So let's move on. The next one is very, very funny. As a Gen Z, episode. How would you describe the current situation of our dear country, Nigeria?
Politics. Let me talk first.
I know. Minister of
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. So, the current situation of Nigeria. Let me just say, God will help us. God will help us in Jesus' name. But, Nigeria is going through a lot. And the a lot is because of our bad leaders. Like, right from them, Abacha, them, everybody has been misbehaving. They've been chopping our money. The fact that Nigeria is even still standing is by the grace of God, with the amount of money. Yes, and his prayer. That's why when people think that, oh, all the prayers that we're praying is not working or something, I'm like, you guys don't know. I think during Jonathan's regime, that the Prime Minister of UK at that time, I think he came to Nigeria or something, and he was like, if the amount of money that they stole from Nigeria, if they steal it from UK, UK would have gone extinct. Like, literally, that guy said that. And I'm like, what is inside Nigeria that is not inside UK? But the fact that we're still standing, they borrow money, pow, Nigeria is still standing. We've not entered war. We've not, like, things have not gotten bad. Even this last election that people were already prophesying, if Tinubu enters the whole world for them, if Peter Obi enters the whole world for them, at the end of the day, everybody's fine. Even though things are not like going well, but everybody's fine.
Everybody's
not fine enough. And then, at least there's no war, do you get? Even if the economy is not smiling, but there's no war. Well, for the economy, yeah, I won't completely blame Tinubu. I know there are people that would disagree with that, but I did not support Tinubu, first of all. I was Peter Obi. I will explain now. I was Peter Obi all the way. Like, if you know me, you know that I carry Peter Obi for head. For real.
P-O.
Yes. But Tinubu is not 100% the problem. Nigeria's problem, yeah. I know so. Because Nigeria's problem is more like it has been piled up. You know when there's a leak somewhere, but you've been putting sellotape. The water is still dripping small, but at least it's covered. So they've basically been patching Nigeria's economy. So what Tinubu did, which is what Peter Obi would have done, just so you know, Peter Obi would have done what Tinubu did, was to take out, because subsidy played like a major role in the way Nigeria's economy is, how crippled it is. Subsidy was like, They chop our money, literally. So when Tinubu removed that subsidy, it's not like they removed the sellotape and all the water that has been piling up since just started pouring. And that's why exchange rate was flying. Everything was just going up because of that subsidy they removed. So the fact that everybody shouted, hey, Tinubu this, Tinubu that, if it was Peter Obi, because Peter Obi said in his manifesto he was going to remove subsidy, I supported it because subsidy needs removed. And for the problem to be solved, you have to first remove all the, like, will I call it?
The dirt.
Yes, all the dirt. Like, you want to clear a drainage. Exactly. You have to remove all the dirt. So those dirt, it can have, like, an effect on the people. But that effect has to happen for a greater tomorrow. So maybe that Geo prophesied, he said that we'll first see Shege before we see the glory. So, suffering before glory. So everybody should just be praying. Just be praying for Nigeria. Even though Tinubu, yes, there are some decisions that he's making that is not making sense. Like all this, the giving this one car and all of that. But if it's for the subsidy, oh no. Me, I won't say that because of the most subsidy, it was a bad decision. No. It was a completely necessary decision for Nigeria.
It was a necessary decision.
Very necessary. talking from an accountant's point of view. Woo! Yes, it was very necessary. Because if you do not remove it, the next person after Tinubu, somebody has to remove it. It has to, unless you want to be patching, and not patching.
So it's just that they remove, and it's causing us all this pain.
Yes. But we need to face the pain before we see the glory.
So how long are we going to
live? That's what we don't know. We keep praying. Yes, no, you just keep praying that. I remember, I think it was this last first Sunday where that Jew was talking about the wind. I think it was the wind blowing, and it was like God said that the wind will blow, but like it will blow, but not like in a bad way. It will blow. So we should just beg God that the wind that is blowing, it should not cause like a diverse effect. It will cause an effect, but he said we should just pray for God to like reduce the, is it the pain or the effect? So normally, we will see that again. It's bound to happen for us to see the glory. So we'll just be praying for Nigeria that, okay, we will not suffer too much before we see glory. But Tinubu was not all that bad. It's not all that bad. The way everybody's throwing spoon, please, that guy, I won't say he's trying, but he's trying.
Shalom, do you have anything to say, Abi? But let me ask you, if you are given one day, given the opportunity to create a change in Nigeria, what will you do?
Remove all the leaders. All the leaders.
All of them.
Down to the local government chairman.
You remove them.
All of them.
Me, what I'll do? You see what I'll do, all of it from, what's this guy? All the military guys are still alive. Bugumo, plus Tinubu, plus everybody. I'll put them inside one cubicle, pour bomb inside. All of them should die. I'm not even capping. No. I'll kill all of them. I think it happened. Is it which state, which country? Is it Ghana? Which country? That they literally packed all their leaders and killed all of them.
Yes.
That's the only way Nigeria can move for all this Agbero, all this head of all of them.
Move all of
them. Pack all of them to one side. Protro bomb. Let us start afresh. That's my own. What I would do if I enter one day. All those them wicked.
No politicians living this country.
Wicked, Tinubu. Babangida said they did.
So let's move on to the next question. Okay. Why do some of these Gen Z appear to be so impatient and always ready to attack people, especially on social media? You know, it's not just Gen Z, but these days people are so very impatient that they just want to talk. They just want to give back-to-back comment and respond.
One of the reasons is because they want to trend. Eh? Like they'll be like, they want to trend now. Like, this guy gets some kind of mad response. So they want to trend. And two,
they are engagement on their
that kind of thing too. You cannot do anything. You can look for their address. No, now bro, I've said it.
But there was a movie I watched. I can't remember the name. It was this man's husband that you mentioned, Major. That was in the movie, like a series she had on YouTube.
Oh, is it Just Us Girls?
Yeah, Just Us Girls.
GK
gave it
and
to her.
And then she came for
six girls.
She won't beat the girl.
GK wanted to beat her because she had insulted GK on her business page.
Yes.
Oh. And then she was not looking for sales girl. She now came in person. GK now said, right?
She was filling the form. Put
her handle. I know you now.
You know that kind of thing. Uh-huh. Imagine if she has used another account.
So do you feel people are now lately impatient, or is this the economy that is getting to them?
The economy plays a part.
Mm-hmm.
Does it? Because even before Tinubu became president, people have been very mannerless on social media.
People are probably going through a lot, and they want to pour it on innocent people.
That doesn't part.
It's not part.
I think it's just a very bad attitude.
Yes,
I use social media too, and I see certain things that I do not like or I do not want to see.
But doesn't mean you have to
comment
on it.
I don't have to.
Some people go as far as outrightly insult. I'm like, is it necessary or meat?
Imagine, okay, fine. We know that she's all out. I don't want to mention name, but see the insults. See the insult and everything and all of this that they gave to her because of her wedding. This is her money, it is her wedding.
It's her life.
But some people's insults.
Most of people don't like minding their business.
And Nigerians are judgmental from the beginning. Social media just makes it easier for them to voice out.
I don't think it's just like them being judgmental or whatever.
So, it's most people, for them to insult people.
Most people have very low self-esteem, so that's their way of like helping themselves. Yeah. And then they don't have anything to do. Because if you have something to do, why are you looking for people to insult on social media? Why are you trying to look for something that is going to, quote unquote, make you trend? If you have things to do, you won't be thinking about all that.
Okay, now, so I want to ask this question. Have any one of you taken digital talks, detox before?
What? Eh?
Digital TikToks, like you stay away from social media for like a year, 2 months.
Oh, I'm on this right now. I'm on the street. See, they used to say me there. Yes, I'm off Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter since December 30th, 2019.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you.
I've done it before, but I'm back. But I'm not really active on all of them like that, so.
You?
No.
Why? That's your
work.
It's
probably not.
Nothing. Nothing, because I'm not that active.
Yeah.
You're not that active.
I'm not that active, like that active. If I'm on IG, either I'm checking a pastor's page or I'm watching videos
but
of singers.
What do you think we need it to this generation?
Yes.
Because me, I would call it addicted. Because yes. I can be on Instagram for 5 hours. So long there's Wi-Fi, I go just they scroll, they go.
Even TikTok.
I can be on TikTok for like hours, 3 hours, you don't even know. I will sleep on it, wake up, go back. Every when I'm at home and there's Wi-Fi, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I remember that election period. Oh my God. I was on Twitter like.
I get tired.
And pa. So I just I needed a break.
Sometimes in church, you sneak to Twitter and go and reply messages.
No.
Hello, please don't do that. Don't do that. But like I was really.
No, but actually, I had to stop too from using my phone in church.
And now I thought it was going to be very hard. When I first started, I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on. But I mean, now I don't even really care like that. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to get to a point where even if I have it. Yeah. I'm not like always going there because now if I don't have anything to do normally na Instagram or TikTok. Yeah. But at least now I can control myself and lock my phone and not do anything.
Like
so if I
it
yeah it's not there I deleted it though. So I haven't been on it for a while.
To go back soon, have
well yeah I was supposed to go back March but I'm thinking of pushing it to April, in fact probably to June self.
I wish I can, but because of like somebody said, I actually deleted TikTok as I stepped into school the day of resumption. I deleted TikTok like the first day of resumption. I deleted TikTok. I deleted I can't remember this app. Isha one site that I used to like we just talk like I think it was strange and they said it cannot destroy your IG. I deleted that one, but because I have to like post my content on IG, so I have to like. It's all back. Even like Instagram, I have the way I control myself. Once I see that I'm getting too much, I lock it up. Like I just wait away from it. Twitter, I will see Twitter app and I will not open it. Do you guess? Somebody said I detect your phone. I'm not detecting my phone. I have control.
The thing is, when I want to check,
actually I have control.
I still look for the bed. You know, it's our ex. I still look for the bed. I'm like, don't delete this app, Joe. There was a thing I wanted to send something to someone using Zender. I'm like, what do you mean, Hex?
Zender. Zender.
Bro. I'm actually, sometimes I'll be like, good. And then another one I think I've not even been to in a while is Facebook. I just went
there. Yeah, Facebook.
Who they use Facebook?
Gone.
Post my. But, some people are still there.
Yeah. Who are the some people? Maybe it's for business, so not Gen Z. Gen Z is actually they are not on Facebook. Unless all these dead guys that don't have that. All these.
Who's dead guys?
There's really nothing on Facebook, to be honest.
Some people are dead. They are
for old people.
They are lords. They built plot of land there.
People that do this content.
Okay, now let me ask you this one. If you are given the opportunity to play or be in your parents' shoes, what are the things you would change?
Who is starting first? Let Ibi start first.
Yes, let him start.
Why am I starting first?
He's not starting first.
You know, I thought
it's
dead Ibi key. Mine don't call.
Well, Ibi key said before.
Yeah, so we have to.
I can start first.
Okay, let me start.
No, let Ibi start.
No. Wait, let me start.
Hey. IBK. IK, start it.
Let's be respectful. Let people start.
Oh yeah, let's. She wants to start.
No, she wants
to
start. No, she wants to start.
Okay, IK. Because everybody says she start first. If you are given the opportunity to play or be in your parents' shoes, what are the things you would change?
I won't change anything. Because, like, so far, seeing, like, their past and everything, they've actually done everything perfectly.
Okay.
So, because we have, I can say by the grace of God, we have basically everything. We have God in our life. We don't lack much. And everything, if we didn't go through everything and didn't make the decisions that we were making, we wouldn't be where we are right now today. So
you won't change anything?
Nah, everything is fine.
Okay, I think I'll go again. I'll go before any other person. So first, for my dad, yeah, memories. But if I am opportunity to play Joe and be in his shoes, I'll be more loving. And I'll listen more. And I will not be judgmental. Ah, those things. Anytime I remember, I'll be like, huh. My mother told me one day, she was like, Mama, so, mommy, like, the way it's just, and there's a statement you used to make that these days when I see my sisters and what we have achieved, I'll be like, wow. So girls can do stuff. You like, in Yoruba, Obirin, you want jaw, like, you know, for she, like, they are girls, what do they want to do? So anytime I achieve something, that's why sometimes when I achieve a thing and I'm crying, people be like, ah, it's not that, it is a big deal, bro. You don't know where, you don't understand what has been in my head, what have heard that they'll be like, Obirini Joe. So I'm going to change that, and I pray, and I'm still praying that God will not make me be a bad parent or bad mother to my child or to my children. So yeah.
Mercy,
If you are given the opportunity to play or be in your parents' shoes, what would you change?
Well, I won't really change much. I would just say that would be like at the earlier stage. I'll say I would change like their way of communicating, because at the beginning stage, like let's say early teens, they were very like overprotective and is my way type of thing, like they barely listened. So I would say like for other children, if they were in my shoes, some of them, you know, when they say, oh, children of like strict parents, they go wild, like if they leave their parents' side, that kind of thing. So but with time, yeah, exactly, but with time they evolved and they started, like, you know, learning, especially from my dad started first, I guess, because maybe he's more, you know, so he started learning that these children, their generation is different from the way they, because you know, when the way they train them is strict, this one way street, that kind of thing. So they've evolved. So I'll just say, I won't say I would change it, but if it had happened like earlier, maybe, you know.
Shalom, what
would
you have done?
Concerning my dad, I would have listened to my wife more than listening to, like, people.
So now, that's all?
No, I think that's all.
So now, let me ask you a general question. Do you plan to stay in your country or current city, or you are going to move somewhere soon or later in life? You know how Jesus can be with that person?
Yeah, oh, me. My dear country, Nigeria. Unless God takes me out of here, but like, if it's my own destiny, it's Nigeria. Like, I will make money in Nigeria.
So message,
flex in Nigeria.
Yes.
I know they wrong when you here, but I will go abroad, like travel for vacation, come back, business trip, ministry. Thank you. Yes, ministration and all of that. But like, to go and be living there, no, I don't want.
Same here.
Same
now. I know the job I go anywhere. Bro.
I'm not here. All you see is my body. I'm not here. So, all this one, I'm not here.
Okay, now I think this is the last question. I've been able to touch all of this question. So yes, let me just ask. What do you think this ideology of your boyfriends and girlfriends are staying in each other's space?
It's
a big no. Say what?
It's a big no. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Shalom. Things go so.
So you don't.
No.
You're not going to accept.
I'm not going to accept.
As a father.
Because I want to give it to girls, you know, that kind of thing. You cannot live with your boyfriend.
But no, it's not even fiance.
boyfriend.
Rubbish.
No.
You're not giving white privilege to a boyfriend.
Even if you're going to his house, your brother will follow you.
Ah. Hello, hello.
No, now, no. You're going to his house.
Okay, your brother will drop you.
Wait, am I the girl?
No, like. As for like, your brother will drop the girl and then come and pick the girl up now.
Something like that. Something like that.
No, I can't ask a contrary opinion.
No, I don't have a contrary. No, no, see. No, I said, no. Wait, now. You guys should relax.
Okay.
See, I said before I would have said yes, but like now, I would not agree.
Why? So why did you say why together?
Because. No, because.
No, wait, why are you looking at him like that?
I don't know. Okay, see. We're not children here. Mm-hmm. We know what's going to happen if she lives in the same building.
No, we know what's going to happen. These people feel that, oh, it's normal. Like, they can control themselves. And
no, that's
the thing. If they are dating, they should see each other. Like, somebody even said it, don't you, that, like, how would I be dating a girl? I don't know what she likes. I don't know how, maybe she flushes the toilet. Maybe she uses the toothpaste. I'm like, are you winning yourself? Like, you now keep somebody's child. Exactly.
Excuse the phone, please.
See the thing is, if you start doing it, if you start doing it early, like living together and everything, when you guys get married, I mean, you know, there's a point where in every marriage they get bored of each other and everything.
Yeah.
It's going to happen much earlier. Yeah, much earlier than it is. So
do adventure.
Exactly. So that excitement is not going to be there anymore.
Yes.
So,
what advice do you have for Gen Z's like you?
Love God more, bro.
Thank you.
Love God more. Hold God tight like this. Please hold your boyfriend. Hold God tighter than your boyfriend.
Follow Jesus, please. Don't let. Hello, I'm not done now.
I'm not done too. There's this in my mom used to say. My mom used to say, you see girls, when they fall in love with a guy, they are ready to do anything for that guy. Anything. When you tell them anything about that guy, they don't want to listen.
Yeah.
That is how you should love God. Don't listen to whatever anybody is saying about God. Just follow God. I don't talk about that.
Then pressure. Because I feel like this Gen Z lifestyle, most of it is sponsored by pressure because of, like, you know, exposure to the West, especially the Western world. Those guys, they do a lot of nonsense, and we were the ones taking it in. In fact, the pressure gets so much that if you are not doing it, you are not normal. Like, literally, if you are not doing it, you are not normal. So my advice, even if they call you old school, own it with your full chest, like, for real, own it with your full chest, because there's some things that these Gen Z guys do that, like, it's just not necessary. It would ruin your life, because, you know, everybody's kadara is different. Your own destiny now.
Kadara
means like destiny, yes. It means like destiny.
Okay.
You, if you do this one now, things might not nab you, but you're not gonna try it. Your life will just scatter. Like, literally scatter. To get that kind of thing. So it's better to just follow God. Follow God. God is sweet, eh? He's sweet. He loves you. So please love him back. Thank you.
All right.
You just say love like a boy. I think everybody has said what used to be probably said. But follow God. Stay with God. Nothing else matters apart from God. I think now we're in the generation where every other person's perspectives matter about you compared to what matters to yourself.
Yeah.
So our advice is, stop caring about what people say about you. Stop caring what anyone says about you or whatever. Stop caring about what the social norms of the society, and dig in with yourself. What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your life? And the only way you're going to find out is if you follow God, like everyone says. If you follow God, you'll be happy. You'll be at peace.
Yes,
I am following. I have never been this happy in a very long time than now. I have never been this happy. See,
see life as
follow God. You will not lack anything.
Yeah,
you will.
Okay,
honestly,
I think you
will not lack. No. I say you will not lack anything.
Yeah.
You have everything when you have
God. Stop. I'm going to like this and call you.
Yes.
You have followed God now. You know that.
No, follow. See. That's basically this. We said, follow God. You have everything. So yeah.
We have come to the end of this particular episode of Life Happy Podcast. Tag Gen Z Lifestyle. And I'm glad to have my awesome guest, Mercy, Miracle in Absence, Shalom,
one and only,
Ikena, and myself. And for agreeing to be a part of this episode and getting to share some of your lifestyle and experiences as Gen Z. And to my very amazing, to my very amazing audience and very cute audience, thank you for listening and staying to this time. I'm definitely glad to have you all supporting and helping to spread the good news of Life Happen Podcast. Don't forget, send in your feedback, share this episode, show love, please listen. See, I'm begging, I'm literally begging on my knees.
Please listen.
And follow us on Spotify. So we have come to the end of this episode. Say bye to my all.
Bye guys. So we meet again.
One and only. Bye. 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 Bye.